This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Vote counting on the proportional representation system for House of Representatives elections nearing completion. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leads the vote tally with over 5.71 million votes. Foreign Affairs Ministry formed emergency response team to continue monitoring safety of Nepalese in West Asia and assess possibility of operating flights. Air quality continues to worsen in Kathmandu Valley. And U.S. Defense Secretary says Tuesday to be most intense day of strikes on Iran. Now the news in detail. Vote counting on the first-past-the-post system in the House of Representatives election has been completed, while the counting under the proportional representation system is nearing completion. The Election Commission has declared results from 164 constituencies. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 125 seats. The Nepali Congress has secured 18 seats, while the CPN-UML has won 9 seats. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party has secured 7 seats. The Sram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 1 seat. And one independent candidate has also been elected. Meanwhile, under the proportional representation system, around 10.5 million votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received more than 5.71 million votes, which is about 48% of the total counted votes. The Nepali Congress has secured 1.72 million votes, while the CPN-UML has secured more than 1.43 million votes. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 785,000 votes. The Sram Sanskriti Party has secured more than 370,000 votes, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 327,000 votes. Both the Sram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have crossed the 3% threshold required to become a national party under the proportional representation system. A meeting of the emergency response team formed under the coordination of Foreign Secretary has decided to continue monitoring the safety of Nepalese citizens in West Asia region and to study the possibility of operating flights. Today's meeting at the ministry reviewed the efforts and progress made so far by the government of Nepal regarding the safety and protection of the interest of Nepalese citizens currently living in the West Asia region. The meeting also decided to provide necessary assistance to Nepali citizens who have been in contact with Nepal's diplomatic missions abroad. The air quality in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley and Pokhara, has worsened sharply with pollution levels reaching unhealthy category. According to IQAIR, which monitors air quality in real time, the air quality index in Kathmandu currently stands at 175. An AQI reading above 150 is considered unhealthy, while a reading above 200 falls in the very unhealthy category. Kathmandu Valley has now ranks as the second most polluted city in the world. Meanwhile, in a public appeal issued today, the Department of Environment advised people to wear masks while going out, ensure regular maintenance and servicing of vehicles, refrain from burning waste and crop residues. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has also urged the public to remain cautious due to rise in the air pollution. Meanwhile, which has blanketed most parts of the country for the past few days, is expected to clear gradually from today. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari said that the weather will further improve tomorrow as compared to today. Pakistan has congratulated Nepal on the successful completion of the House of Representatives elections. According to the Embassy of Pakistan in Nepal, Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Ishaq Dar, extended congratulations to the people and leadership of Nepal. He said Pakistan values its friendly relations with Nepal and looks forward to working with the new government to strengthen bilateral cooperation and promote regional peace and prosperity. Similarly, Israel has also congratulated Nepal on the successful conduct of the House of Representatives elections, describing it as an important step for strengthening democracy. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Simulik Arivas, while organizing a press conference in Kathmandu this afternoon, expressed Israel's desire to work closely with Nepal to further deepen bilateral relationship and cooperation. Earlier on Monday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Rashtriya Swatantra Party leaders Ravi Lamisani and Balendra Shah for their party's landslide victory in the election. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Oral today. In the meeting held at the Minister of Home Affairs in Singha Darbar, various aspects of Nepal-China relations as well as matters of mutual cooperation were discussed, according to the Ministry of Home Affairs. Wishing the newly appointed Chinese envoy to Nepal the successful tenure, Minister Oral expressed his confidence that the relationship between Nepal and China would scale greater higher. The bodies of two girls were retrieved today from the bank of the Saniveri River at Bapikot Rural Municipality 3 in Rukum West. A third girl, 12-year-old Sapunawali, who was accompanying them, has gone missing. The deceased have been identified as 14-year-old Urmila Oli and 12-year-old Kalpana Oli of Garala Goat in Bapikot Rural Municipality 3. The bodies were recovered about 500 meters apart. According to family sources, the girls had gone to attend a wedding ceremony in their neighborhood. It is suspected that they might have been swept away by the river while returning home. Police Inspector Hari Prasad Pun said that an inspection into the case is underway. The Accountability Monitoring Committee has called on the government to immediately make public the report of the probe commission formed to investigate an September 8th and 9th incident of Janji movement. Issuing a press release today, the committee urged for respecting the rights of victim community, civil society, general people and the media to be informed by releasing the report of the commission. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A tiger census began in and around Suglapanta National Park today. According to park authorities, the census commenced from the Lal Jhadi Mohana Conservation Area near the park and Jogbuda of Dadeldhura. A total of 580 automated cameras have been installed across 260 grids each placed around 2 kilometers apart to monitor tiger movements. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says today will be the most intense day of strikes on Iran so far. While addressing the Pentagon press conference, Hegseth said Iran's new supreme leader Mustafa Khamenei would be wise to heed Donald Trump's message not to pursue nuclear weapons. He said Iran has fired the fewest number of missiles in a 24-hour period since the war began. Question about what measures the Pentagon takes to minimize civilian casualties, the defense secretary said that they will investigate any allegations that need looking into, but claimed no nation takes more precautions to ensure there is never targeting of civilians. Some 270,000 Afghans have returned to their country from Pakistan and Iran so far this year, the UN said on Tuesday, warning that the escalating Middle East war risks pushing the numbers higher. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. Haze is likely at some places in the Terai region and valleys. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting under proportional representation system for House of Representatives elections nearing completion. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leads a vote tally with over 5.71 million votes. Foreign Affairs Ministry formed emergency response team to continue monitoring safety of Nepalese in West Asia and assess possibility of operating flights. Air quality continues to worsen in Kathmandu Valley, and U.S. Defense Secretary says Tuesday to be most intense day of strikes on Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.